Let's wake these people up.
Big Bay Mornings with Benny and Greg.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It is Big Bay Mornings coming to you live. So, what have you been up to while quarantined at home? Here's what Tracy Morgan's been doing.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant 3 times. Every week she got pregnant.
Okay. So, you know.
So, we're role-playing a lot now. We're role-playing. Yeah. She's playing a young maiden.
Okay.
Her grandfather was infected with coronavirus, and I'm the scientist who discovered the cure, and she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Okay.
And I mean anything.
Well, okay. you are a creative one.
Poor Hoda.
Poor Hoda. No. Hoda's like, get me out of this.
I thought you were going to say you've been like working out, you've been eating better.
But I've heard many Tracy Morgan interviews. He was even on our show many years ago. He's off the rails. You have to expect that. You know what you're getting when you get him.
She's pregnant 3 times, once each week.
So how's Vanessa doing over there then, Benny?
She's doing well. Well, how many babies?
No,
There's two things that are going to come out of this, right? Divorce rate's going to skyrocket. And there's going to be a bunch of babies. The coronials.
Also,
a bunch of coronials.
There's a couple of babies who have already been named COVID and Corona.
That's a lie.
It's a true story. Came out today.
It is a true story.
You have to be a sick person to name your baby that. That is like the scarlet letter. You're not going to name your baby that.
Somebody.
So where are you on it? 888-456-9970. Are y'all getting it in more? Or are y'all like ready to stay in separate rooms and kick each other out of the house? We want to hear from you.
And here's the thing. Like, if you have little kids, it may be easier at times, especially if they're napping or asleep. But, like, we have, a 16-year-old. So, mm-hmm. And she's home all the time now. So that part is hard. Like, with the kids at the house, it's definitely hard. But, I wonder, are you getting it in more or less? Can I say it? I'll say more.
Wow.
It's been good. It's been fun. It's a form of exercise, baby. Come on. Burn those cats. House.
I'm still getting it in with the same person every day.
It's just me, myself, and I.
You got it.
Good morning, everybody. So this time yesterday on the show, we got a $1,000 winner in the Big Money Minute. Of course, Bay Area residents only. These are local winners. No national cash around here. It's all for the Bay, and you could be next. Caller 9, we're going to look for you right after this song to play the Big Money Minute. 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. Hang on.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Let's play, and let's do it with Fran in San Francisco. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning.
How are ya?
I'm awake.
Well, that's step one.
That is definitely step one. Good job, Fran, for waking up this morning and turning on the radio. That's the other thing you did. So good job for both of those.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Fran, here we go. We have 10 questions. You have 60 seconds. If you get them all correct within that time, we slide you $1,000. If you don't know an answer to a question, you can pass, and Greg will come back to it if there's time. But otherwise, we do have to go with the first answer you give us to a question, all right?
Okay.
All right, good luck. Let's go.
Ready, set, go.
Name a state that touches the Gulf of Mexico.
Texas.
Spell feisty.
Pass.
What is the name of Google's web browser?
Chrome.
What car company made the Taurus?
Ford.
What is the first lady's first name?
Melania.
What county is Pittsburgh in?
Pass.
What basketball player holds the record for the most made three-pointers in a season? D-Day took place during which war?
Two.
11 is two. 11 is a character on what TV show?
Pass.
What pop star sings "Thank You" next?
Ariana Grande.
We didn't get back to the ones you passed on. Otherwise, you got them all right. Everyone you answered correctly. But we did have four passes that we need to go through. Yes, Texas does touch the Gulf of Mexico, along with Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Florida. Feisty, F-E-I-S-T-Y. Google's web browser, that is Chrome. It was a Ford Taurus. Melania, that is the first lady's first name. Pittsburgh, that is in Contra Costa County.
Yeah, I was going to say Solano County here.
And then most three-pointers ever made in a season. Think locally. It is our very own Steph Curry. D-Day took place during World War II. 11, that is one of the main characters of Stranger Things on Netflix. And Ariana Grande saying thank you next about her many, 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 many boyfriends.
All right, Fran. Well, thank you so much for listening, and you stay safe out there, okay?
Thanks, you guys, too.
All right, enjoy your day. We're going to take a short break here. We're going to come back. We're going to roll commercial-free. And when we do, we're going to kick it off with a Love Trap follow-up to this last Thursday's Love Trap.
That's right. Last week when we trapped Jesse, he sent the flowers to his coworker, Emma. He said it was just to lift her spirits. But are they really having an office fling? We're going to find out next in your Love Trap follow-up.
Love Trap follow-up.
Last week was a rough one on the Love Trap. Another married couple. We found out the husband was cheating. Before we get Susie back on the line, let's give you a little clip from last week's Love Trap.
We've been married for almost like a year. And I've been having some suspicions, mainly because my husband doesn't keep his wedding ring on.
Ooh, that's classic.
His excuse is always like that he doesn't like wearing like the wedding ring to like the gym because it's uncomfortable. And then now that the coronavirus is going on, he says he's washing his hands so much that it's just annoying to have it on. So he would rather just not wear it at all. So it just seems like an excuse that I don't buy, you know? I mean, I just think out of respect, he should wear it. And then right now, like, I'm working from home and he's still working. He's an essential employee. So it's just kind of eating at me that I'm home and there's the ring like all day, like seeing it. So it just kind of,
All right, Susie. Well, we're going to cross our fingers. We're going to come right back and we'll make the call to your husband, Jesse. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to send it there. I'll give you the name right now. Her name is Emma.
Emma, E-M-M-A.
Yeah, that's correct.
I can attach a little card, with the care package so Emma knows who's sending these. Did you want to customize it or just want me to put to Emma from Jesse? Or?
Yeah, we could customize it. Okay. Start with this. You say I never put you first, but I wanted you to know that you are special to me.
Hey, Jesse?
Yeah.
My name is actually Benny. You're live on the radio right now on 99.7 Now in what's called the Love Trap. It's where we catch Bay Area cheaters. And on the phone with myself and Greg is your wife.
Jesse.
Hello?
Who the hell is Emma?
Susie?
Jesse. This is Susie. Yeah, it is. Who is Emma?
Emma?
Yes. What do you mean, Emma? Question mark. Emma,
wait,
the one
on.
You just
I'm
said.
On the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, Emma, she's a girl at work. She's a girl that works for me.
Oh, a girl
you
know, that works
her.
With you? Stop it. Stop lying.
I'm not
is
lying.
Is the reason you don't wear
I'm
the
to
wedding
raise
ring? Is this why you don't wear a wedding ring so she doesn't
oh
see?
Oh, my God.
Like,
the wedding ring? Oh, my God. Baby,
oh,
please.
My God. You're caught. You're 100% caught. Look at you. You're
I'm not caught.
Pathetic.
I'm not doing anything wrong. Oh, my God. Look, you want to call me a liar, tell me I'm cheating? You guys are putting me up to this. I didn't ask for any of this. This is ridiculous. I can't believe this.
Wait, we are the a-holes?
Yeah. You're calling me up unsolicited and baiting me into this ridiculous scenario that's not true. And now my wife's yelling at me. You're the
a-holes. Oh.
Is your wedding ring on right now?
No, it's not. I actually have it in my hand. And you know what? I'm going to throw it out the front door. There you go, Jesse. You never have to wear a ring again.
And Susie joins us once again for a Love Trap follow-up. I mean, I guess first and foremost, are you hanging in there? How you doing?
You know, I'm good.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like you're good. I mean, what happened after we got off the phone with you? What'd you find out?
You know, he didn't even come home that night.
What?
And when we finally did talk, he just confessed. I mean, this girl, Emma, he's been seeing her the entire time that we've been dating, not even just married.
What?
Yeah.
He was having an affair even before you guys got married? He was talking to her on the side?
Yep. He had been living a double life, had a serious girlfriend, and she knows about me, but she didn't know that we got married, and that was the reason he wasn't wearing the ring.
He basically had two girlfriends, then he married, obviously, one of them, you, but he kept up the other girl?
Yep, exactly. And she's also married, so they're each other's side piece.
So they're both cheaters?
Yeah, they are. Apparently, her husband travels a lot, and so that's where they would meet up in her place when he was gone. So that's it. I mean, it's over for me and him. I guess I don't know what they'll do.
Well, so where is he now? Because, I mean, everybody's got to stay at home. Like, he's not coming to your house?
No, he's out of here. So I would imagine that he either stays at her house when her husband's gone, like they used to, or...
Well, I don't think he's going anywhere right now.
At a hotel.
Yeah, there's no work travel right now, so he's either at a hotel or they're having a three-way relationship.
I don't know. I guess, like, this will just, once this whole quarantine coronavirus ends, I guess that's when I'll pick up and start a divorce.
Yeah, I guess you've got some months to figure it out. It kind of sucks to be alone right now. I hope you have family and friends to reach out to and support you right now.
Yeah, I do. Thank you, thankfully. I'm just kind of in shock.
Yeah. We are too.
And if you ever need to reach out, you know where to find us. We're here, okay?
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. About to enter it. The love trap.
Okay, so yesterday on the show, we gave you one of our favorite Ghostbusters, since, you know, people aren't really going on dates right now to get ghosted. But then we started getting a bunch of texts from people requesting their favorite love trap. So we said, what the heck? Let's do it. So here's one of your favorite love traps with Antonia and Reggie. Antonia joins us today. Tell us what's going on.
My fiance, Reggie. So we were dating for about a year, and we got into it pretty quick. I mean, he engaged, we were engaged after 6 months. So, yeah, but like everything was clicking. I mean, I'm very skeptical of love, and I just knew that as soon as he asked, he didn't even finish. I said yes. Like I was. I mean, you know.
You guys really got engaged after 6 months of dating?
Yes. I mean, I'm like, he's the one. Like, I've never felt like this with anybody.
Wow, Benny, anybody. It only took you 11 years later.
9 years.
Okay, 9, whatever.
So, listen, I know I'm on the complete opposite end, and to each their own, but 6 months feels fast to me, only because it feels like you're sort of in the honeymoon stage at 6 months, no?
I mean, that's what everybody thought that. My family, like, my mother's still like, ugh, what's happening?
Yeah, how did your family take it?
They're cool with it now. I mean, although, you know, I've been having my doubts. But me and my sister have been, you know, we don't have a date yet. We haven't set a date. Like, that's another thing. Like, it's like every time I ask him about, you know, when let's set a date, and he's like, you know, what's the rush? And I'm like, I mean, we got engaged so quickly. So I was expecting to already be married at this point, basically. You know what I mean? It just feels like he rushed and now he's pumping the brakes.
Oh, so are you calling us because you feel like he's gotten cold feet?
I see, that's the thing. I don't know. Like, I talked to him. I asked him. I'm like, babe, are you, like, what's the deal? Because I'm asking for a date and you don't want to set it. Like, do you still want to marry me? He's like, yeah. But he was like, he doesn't want to rush. He wants to make sure, you know, we have enough money and this and that. And like,
well, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, but it's like, can we we're just going to be engaged forever, indefinitely, until, you know, we have enough money. Like, I mean, what if we never do? Are we not going to get married? I don't know. It's just, I have so many questions.
So, other than you thinking he's got cold feet, are there other signs that you think there might be somebody else?
See, now that is also creeping in my head. I mean, number one was, you know, cold feet. But then when he insisted it's not that, like, he used to text me. Like, we were like that couple, honestly. Like, you would see us and people would be like, goals. that's what I want to be. That's what I aspire to. And I used to text him. He used to text me, like, within minutes. You know what I mean? And now I text him and it's like hours. And I'm like, okay, what is he doing?
It takes him hours on a regular basis now to text you back?
Yes. And it was never like that. And then it's recently, like, over the past, you know, few weeks, it's gotten really weird. And I feel like, you know, because we live together now. I mean, we lived together when he, you know, we moved in quick, too. I forgot to mention that as well.
Man, you guys are wasting no time.
Y'all went from 0 to 100, and now you back down to about 25.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, why the slowdown? What is happening? Something is somebody else in the picture. Do you really want to marry me? Like, what's happening?
So I guess really what you want us to do is you want us to find out if it's just cold feet or if maybe some other woman has creeped into his life and you don't know about it.
I'm hoping for cold feet because I don't know how I would, how I can take if it was another woman.
Well, you know, that is always the risk of the love trap.
Right.
It could go down that road.
I'm already here. So.
You are already here, and so are we.
Well.
All right. Well, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes and we will set the trap and call Reggie.
Yes.
Fingers crossed. Hang on.
This is the most entertaining radio ever.
Big Bay Mornings on demand. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.
I love it.
Every morning.
Let's go!
Wake up with Big Bay Mornings.
We just talked to Antonia, who is engaged to Reggie. They got engaged after just a few months, but now he's acting a little distant. So she's wondering, you know, does he have cold feet or is there something more going on? So let's try to give Reggie a call now and offer him some flowers.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I please speak with Reggie?
Yeah, this is him. Who's calling?
Reggie, how are you, man? My name is Chad, and I'm calling from Love It or Leaf It, and we are a brand new flower shop here in downtown San Jose. How are you today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Why am I getting called by a flower shop?
I'm actually calling because you have won free flowers. We're a new flower shop, and we're running a promotion right now where we're choosing 12 local residents to win 12 roses. Each and every week, we're doing it for the next 6 months, and today is your lucky day. You have been picked to receive or send a dozen roses completely free.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Like, do I got to do anything?
You don't have to do anything, man. That's the best part about this. When I say free, I mean free. I'm not going to ask you for, you know, any type of money today or credit card numbers or anything like that. Literally, I just need an address, and that could be yours if you want us to send these roses to your house. Maybe you have a significant other, or we could send them somewhere else.
Yeah, I'll send them to somebody else.
Okay, perfect. Well, let me pull up my screen here. All right, Reggie, who would you like to send these roses to today?
I'm going to send them to Jenny.
Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y?
Yeah, that's it.
And then we can attach a card with the flowers so Jenny knows who's sending them. We have different themed ones. We have, like, romantic ones or happy birthday or happy anniversary or I don't know if you have a vibe you want.
Yeah, just put something on there like destiny brought us together at the right time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What?
Antonia, hang on real quick. Let me. Reggie?
Yeah, what's going on?
This is the Love Trap on 99.7 Now. Do you know what that is?
Who's Jenny?
Hold on. Why are we on the radio?
Who's Jenny?
You're on the radio because your girlfriend, your fiance wants to know why you've been acting so weird. And I guess now we all want to know who Jenny is.
I want to know why you send people up on the radio.
Jenny!
Think you should answer the question, bro.
Oh, Antonio,
calm down. You seriously telling me to calm down right now? You got some f***ing nerve. Who is Jenny? Who's that?
She's a friend. She's a friend.
A friend. A friend. Destiny brought y'all. Okay. All right. At the right. All right. Now I know. I should be happy, right? Know? Now I know.
You know, I don't even know, man. Like,
you don't know?
We moved too fast. I think we moved too fast. I think I got caught up in the moment a bit.
Oh. Caught up in the moment?
I'm 29. I'm not ready for that type of shit.
Come on.
You asked her to marry you.
Yeah, no, that's true. Like I said, I got caught up in the moment. We had a good thing going on. The vibe was right. But I feel like I got a lot of life to live before I make such a big commitment. So, yeah, I think I put the cart in front of the horse.
Antonia, did he have a ring? Or was this just like he'll give you a ring at a later date?
He had a ring, everything. He did the whole knee down.
So you put thought into this, Reggie. I mean, it wasn't just like you were walking down the street.
Don't get me wrong. I love Antonia, but
I feel like
I should date around a bit.
What? But you're engaged.
Yeah, but I'm 29, too, so I don't know.
Wait, hold on.
You're not that young.
When were you planning on telling me any of this?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Of course not.
You don't think about these things before you pop the question that you're not ready to settle down? And you proposed to her, and now what? Now you're starting to think, oh, maybe this was a bad idea.
I mean, we make mistakes, but ain't nobody over there going through your guys' life either.
That's not true.
Wow. How long have you been seeing Jenny? Huh? How long have you been seeing her?
I'm not going to do any more of this on the radio.
You're not going to do? Oh, we already here, baby. We already here. How long have you been seeing this?
No, you already there. I'm out.
Who is Jenny?
Jenny.